everybody. Welcome to November Shorty. This is Cassie.
This is Keegan.
This is Christina.
This is my worst date.
What's up?
Friends. Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
What's up, worsties?
Almost done with 2021.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Wow. That sounded real nice. I really want to hear like the full version of that song.
Yeah. Oh, I just
can we get a single?
Real good. You're nice.
I am so ready that only one more month to go after this,
yeah.
Guys.
Vegas. We rounded out with a nice little Vegas trip.
Yes. Yeah.
I really do feel like time is moving so fast. Slow. What? Like, wow. I feel like this year just started. I don't know.
It's a bit of both, right? Like, there's part of me that's like, oh my God. But then also, like, I'm like, wait, where'd 2021 go, right?
Yeah.
It does feel that way.
No, but like especially for me, like a lot of shitty shit happened this year. So like I just cannot wait. I can't wait to just close the door on this one and start.
New Year is your thing anyway. Like you love a clean slate. You love a fresh start. You do.
I'm that person that will literally like make a list like daily when I sit down to do work. I do a list of like everything in my life that needs to get done. Every single thing.
You love a check mark.
I love crossing things off a list.
Yeah. Satisfying.
So
very
great.
Satisfying.
That's so funny.
And I do it by categories. I'm like, this is the podcast stuff. This is my work stuff. This is life stuff. This is pet
Capricorn
stuff.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's what Capricorn I do when I'm most on top of my shit. Lately, though, it's just been like, I don't know why I do this to myself, where I'm just like, chaos, I guess. I'm going to choose chaos.
Always.
Because like, I know that I should make lists because that's how I function. Like, I need... You should see, like, usually my desk is just covered in Post-its because, like, everything that, like, I need to do, right? And then I, like, rip the Post-it out when it's done and throw it away, right?
Yeah.
And it's very wasteful. But lately, it's just been like, I'm just going to wing it. I'm just going to wing it, which I know is a bad idea.
Oh, yeah.
So why do I do it?
There's 100 times when you're, like, all throughout the day, like, did I miss something?
Yeah.
I missed something.
And I must like the adrenaline rush because, like, why would I do this to myself otherwise?
I as well. I'm a little bit of both. Like, I do. I need. I am the person, though, like, where Christina is organized, thoughtful, precise. Mm-hmm. Her new year starts her new year. I'm like, every day is the new year.
No, but I mean, that's what I'm like. Every day has its list and we can cross stuff off. If anyone wants the perfect Christmas gift for this, like, insanely, like, organized type A Capricorn, I really want one of those.
Yes, those very detailed,
very
journals.
Detailed journal planner things.
They keep trying to
listen.
Whoever my FBI agent is like, girl, let me help you. Help me help you. Keeps putting that up on my like sponsored Amazon purchases. Please buy this for yourself.
Anybody listening in the meta?
Oh no! Here we go.
You hear that, Zuck? Talking to you directly to you, Marky Mark.
Oh my
the
goodness,
Sunky Bunch.
Oh,
I hate it. So diving in,
okay,
November. Yeah. We're excited to round out the year. We've had a lot of wild stories, and I guess to get us in the mood for the holiday, we kind of have a holiday. Would you rather?
Ish.
You know, because a lot of times around this time of year, it's when people are going to start meeting their significant others people for the first time.
Yep.
And we have had some real strange stories written into us about people bringing unexpected people on their first dates.
Yep.
So we thought it would be fun to, would you rather have a first date bring their mom with them or bring their ex-girlfriend?
Oof.
And they have to be with you for the entire meal.
Okay. So parent, or if they brought like their dad or whatever, parent, mom, dad.
Oh.
Or significant ex.
Ooh, significant ex. Oh my gosh.
I hate all of this.
I do too.
First date?
I have to say, for a first date.
No one's getting a second date here.
Ooh. First date. I mean... I think it would be less weird for the mom.
Agree. I think so too. Yeah.
It's not great.
It's not good. I don't like it. But also, I feel like you can glean a lot from that, from having a parent, specifically a mom, on a date with, because you know whether or not you want to be,
you know what you're gleaning,
involved
you're
in
gleaning
that.
That Brohim cannot do things by himself. You know what you're gleaning. You're gleaning that you're not having a second date with this motherfucker, regardless of who they're bringing.
Yeah, well, but you're not having a second date if they bring their ex either.
I know, none of this. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think that's weirder. Like, I think they're both bad, but I think, like, to bring your ex to a first date, even if you're still chill with them, is weirder.
Bold. I can think of maybe an acceptable, like, be like, my mom's visiting from out of town. I know we've had this date.
Then we're
like,
rescheduling. Blah, 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 blah. But yeah.
But
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that to me, I'm like, I could see a couple of reasons why it may happen and could be fine.
And also, you know that that person.
A million reasons why that person could have left their mom for a couple fucking hours, even if they were out of town.
I agree. But I'm going to let it happen because I do think that you can.
You can fix that.
No, I don't want to fix that. But I do want to see what that relationship is like.
Yeah,
if you did decide, for whatever reason, like, to give this person a chance, we have heard some real weird first date stories that ended in, like, long-term relationships and marriage, right? So, like, if for whatever reason you want to give that person a chance, that person, the mom, that person's in their life for good, like, most of the time. It's like, there's no, you can't, like, break down that relationship. That person's gonna be there. So if it's bad, you know that you can, like, get the fuck out immediately. Yeah, like, you don't need to waste your time. You don't need to have a Diane Keaton in the Family Stone situation. Mm-hmm. Or if it's too close.
It's already too close if she's there. That's how I feel about it. Like, period. End of story. Neither of these people are getting a second date from me.
Well,
I will
probably
leave early.
Would you rather?
So I would rather, knowing that I'm going into this. And if this is going to be an experience I'm going to have, I want the ex. Just because I want to see this shit go down. Because I'm not having, I would leave early probably on both regards. But one is going to be more tea worthy.
True.
One is going to have a better story. And I think that's the ex.
You might have a better time than, like, being with the mom.
Maybe I make a new friend.
Well.
What if you made a new friend with the mom? You're like, I don't want to date your son, but actually you're super fun. You go do shots with his mom later.
Yeah, I don't do that your kind mom's of codependency, cool. man. I just, that kind of, that is all red flag to me.
Yeah.
All of that.
Yeah.
All of that is so red flag.
Yeah.
And you know I love to run from red flag. You guys love a red flag, though. You love, like, you're like, it's pinkish.
Okay. Slow down. Okay, honestly. Cassie's over here, like, she's
judging.
Won the gold medal. Judge Judy. Okay. So, okay.
Hey, not on everything.
My own experience with people being a little too friendly with their exes may be coloring my judgment on this.
I get it.
In that, you know, you can be friends with your ex, definitely, but friends where their panties end up in your laundry maybe makes me a little bit reticent.
Listen, I hear what you're saying. My point is that I give none of these people a chance. Like, I feel like I'm not giving this guy a chance by sitting in on this date. I'm only there for the story that may happen from this. If it doesn't get juicy quick, I'm out. And honestly, I'm just saying that you guys are like, well, maybe there's any reason, an excuse. I'm like, there's not. That mom, go fucking home for a couple hours. I've had this date on the books. Sorry, you'll be fine.
Or reschedule your date. Because, like, I get it. Like, listen, I don't live near my mom, and if for some reason she was in town unexpectedly, I would probably reschedule the date to spend time with my mom is what I would probably do.
Yeah. Like, you're not taking her with you?
Yeah. No, I would not be like, hey, can
mom with me?
Can mom come? She'll sit at the bar. It's fine. Like, what? She just waves from across the room. Hi.
Oh my gosh. Well, this makes me want to start with a story, because I have a shorty that's kind of, like, right on here. It's this worst date is not me, but my older sister. When she was 16, my mom had this no dating alone rule.
Oh no.
So if you went on dates, you had to be with other people or bring the family.
No.
at the time, my sister had no friends. So when she went on a date with her boyfriend to the movies, she had to bring us. Now, as my young 13-year-old self, I had an annoying little sister role to fill, and I was clingy about my sister. Well, whenever they held hands, me and my 10-year-old brother would yell cooties and whatnot. At one point.
It's so embarrassing. I just wouldn't date. Sorry. I won't date until I move out. Enough.
You only got a couple years left. Don't worry about it.
Muscle through it.
At one point during the movie, my sister was leaning her head on his shoulder. My family was the row behind.
Oh, no.
So I had a bright idea and leaned over the both of them and asked, "Hey, Will, how long is it going to take before you kill each other?" Let's just say I was the best mood killer.
What?
Kill each other.
Don't date with your little sister and your little brother.
Could you imagine, Christina?
No.
That's revenge right there. That is all the revenge. They've been dreaming of this moment their whole lives.
That reminded me of whenever I was our friend Amy's maid of honor for her wedding, and I was like looking for inspo for writing my maid of honor speech. There was one that was like, look into the eyes of your partner. And it's like all sweet and sappy. And it was like, and know that you are statistically looking into the eyes of the person most likely to murder you. And I was like, who the fuck is using this at someone's wedding? Damn. Like,
I mean, truth.
It's funny.
Wait, good luck. Can I use that for your next wedding, Christina? Oh my God, absolutely. Could you imagine? That's the wedding. That's the wedding. The one.
Oh God.
The only one.
That would actually work.
It's funny.
I would think it was funny.
Because it's not going to be like this huge.
But you're standing in front of like grandma. They're like, excuse me?
No.
What?
Yeah, not
like, watch a Dateline, grandma. Okay.
Okay. Take a joke.
Take a joke, bitch. All right. I got mine from Reddit. It says, dating app, smallish town, Kingston, Ontario. Go on a few boring dates. Cue story. Match with this girl. She agrees to meet, but there is something odd about the conversation. She was eager to meet, suspiciously eager. I get to the Starbucks and wait inside for 20 minutes.
That person has low self-esteem.
why are you so eager
to meet me? Why? I'm terrible.
Like, you sure?
Really?
Wait inside for 20 minutes, past the agreed meet time. Girl texts me and says she's running late, asks me to stand outside so she can see me as she drives by. I look over and there's another dude standing on the sidewalk with his phone in his hand. Recognize him from the gym. Ask if he's also meeting a girl and what her name is. Turns out the girl was pulling a fast one on us. Both as revenge for her girlfriend, who we had both apparently dated once and didn't like. So him and I went to get ice cream together and sent her a photo of us having a great time.
Aww.
Wish I still had that photo.
BFFs.
Like, what kind of revenge is that? Hey. Ooh, stand outside Starbucks. Oh, I got you, good, you fucker.
Got you.
And they're like, so you want to get ice cream?
There's a Dairy Queen on the corner.
Yeah.
Okay. My first time using Tinder, I met a guy who was new in town and wanted to meet different people, so he asked to take me out to the restaurant of my choosing. The date comes up, and we go to a small Italian restaurant. Conversation was a little stale, but what do you expect from a first date? Anyway, we decided to head to the beach that's 10 minutes away, and we sat there and talked for a little and finally started kissing, and it was going all right. Decide to direct my hand below the equator, and bam, there's semen. Semen what? Everywhere.
What?
What?
Came immediately.
Okay.
About 5 awkward minutes later, we go back to the car, and lo and behold, it won't turn on. He left the fucking lights on the whole time, and we ended up having to call AAA to jump his car. So this boy is covered in his sperm. And we sit in silence the rest of the way home.
No.
Needless to say, there was no second date.
Oh, honey.
Oh,
so,
baby.
You know, it happens.
It happens, but imagine like the AAA guy shows up. He's like,
oh, no. Oh, my God.
Awful.
Okay. Very short. I was once set up by a friend. So we went on a double date with her and her boyfriend, and they argued all night through a movie and then broke up while me and this guy just stood outside a closed Panera Bread.
Oh no. I would have given anything to be a fly on the wall for that.
I know. Dude, drama when it's not yours, come on.
And when couples are fighting, like we've discussed this before.
It's so like, awkward.
Oh, the energy is so bad.
My favorite are like the passive aggressive nitpicking when you're like, ooh, geez.
And you know that they had it out like right before you came over. Yes. Mm-hmm. Like you can always tell whenever you're like, oh, you guys, you literally were fighting up until the doorbell rang.
Yep.
And now you're trying to act cool, but we know.
The energy's
the energy.
Yeah.
You can literally walk in and you're like, ooh, it's stiff in here. Yeah. That's a sticky situation. A date from Facebook dating.
Ooh.
Mistake. Immediately no. Immediately no.
Do not let Zuck anywhere near your heart.
No. Oh, God, no.
The girl had one-word answers for everything. And if it wasn't a one-word answer, it was, I don't want to talk about it. I don't know. Or just vague responses. Example, me. Nice tattoos. She had plenty. What does this unique one mean? Don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Do you think you'll get more? I don't know.
Wow. Great.
Me. What type of music do you like? I don't know. Well, what are some of the bands you listen to? Oh, so many.
Wow.
Why are you on a date?
Well, like, can you list some? No, just all of it.
Just all of it.
What kind of music do you like?
All of it.
At restaurant. What foods look good? What do you think you'll get? I don't know. You decide. Okay, what type of food do you like? Any.
What?
An awful date.
No.
I know. That, I want to like peel my skin off. That's so...
I do have to say, from somebody who has a lot of tattoos, the last thing I want to do is read you my diary.
Yeah, I mean, no, I
know that it's
I
like
get that, but you got to give them something. And like, if you don't give me anything... You're leaving me with having to come up with topics. And I'm like, if you got a lot of tattoos, that might be one of them, bro, because I don't know how to start a convo with you.
Yeah. 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 You know? Yeah. You got to give some. You're the goal of dating is to get to know another person. So, like, if you don't want to get to know somebody or, I mean, it just seems like she might also be one of those people that's, like, just, like, so chill to the point of just, like,
boring.
She's like, she doesn't really have an opinion. Yeah.
Too high on a first date. We've discussed that. Yeah. All right. Valentine's evening. 18 with first serious girlfriend. Parents are out of town, so I figure cooking, romantic meal, and a film is a good idea. No, she likes Asian food, so spent hours making spicy ramen soup. Made the stock myself and everything. This 18-year-old, okay, above and beyond on Valentine's Day.
Mm. And if he can't even text you back, ladies, come on. This guy's making spicy ramen.
Yeah.
With stock from
scratch. He's shooting his shot. He's like, empty house, Valentine's Day, first serious girlfriend. Let's go.
I do.
Dinner goes great. Swap little gifts. Everything going perfectly. End of the meal, and there's no thought of putting the film on. Clothes are flying off.
Oh, that's some good ramen.
Yeah, hell yeah. Okay. Push her onto the couch and start fingering her. Heavy breathing, moaning, and then, ow! She screams, jumps up, and runs to the bathroom where I can hear her crying for an hour or so.
Oh, no.
I had forgotten to wash my hands, and from that day on was known as Chili Fingers. Because he made the stock for the ramen himself.
God.
Oh. Hot hands.
Coming in hot.
Spicy. Imagine your cervix is burning and there's nothing you can do. What do you just shove ice cubes up there?
There's no feelings up there, right?
Oh, right.
Right. You shove ice cubes up there. You're like, milk douche.
You get a popsicle. You're like, this will work.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, I don't think I can top that.
No.
On that note, Hey, if you guys have stories, be they short or long, if you want to just reach out and say hello, go to our one-stop shop of a website. It's myworstdatepodcast.com, and we love you so much.
Cheers.